Praise the Lord. First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I give birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I would be free from pain." And God granted his request. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless this time, bless your word, and let your word flow from your throne to your people, O God. Lord, help me to deliver a message, and let your message bring understanding and revival and help and support to everyone who need you, O God, who need you in his life, O God. Lord, there are many of us, Lord, in pain and suffering, and they have a difficult situation. But we pray that your word will bring help, O God, will bring deliverance, will bring provision, will bring support, will bring encouragement, O Lord. We bring faith and help from you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Usually the woman, when they give birth during delivery, the delivery is a painful time for each and every woman. They go into pain and they will deliver the baby. As the baby go down, they will push the baby and they go and they get delivered with severe pain. Usually now there are medication, there are hospital, there are option for to go on surgery. Suppose the delivery is not going well, the doctors can do surgery and can do cesarean section and bring the baby out. But in the old time, there was no such facility. The woman have to go into labor. There's no other option that she will go for surgery. She have to push the baby down, whatever the pain. She would know that if she would not deliver the baby, she will die. So they will go on in their mind one thing, they have to deliver the baby. And we know also in the same way, we know that the woman, after they got delivered the baby, they will forget all their pain of the delivery once they will see the baby, and they will embrace him and they will touch him with their hands and put the baby on their bed. They will forget all the pain. But what we find here in this scripture that we have read, that this mother who had given birth to this boy, even after her delivery, she did not forget the pain. She was in severe pain, that she was not able to forget the trial of her pain and suffering. So she called her baby Jabez. The meaning of Jabez is pain. And you might be also in a painful situation or trial in your life, and your life is in pain and in suffering. But there is a way that you will not be continuously on that pain. You might be born in pain and suffering. Maybe your background gives you suffering. Your nationalities give you suffering. Your skin color gives you suffering. Your financial status gives you suffering. Your family background gives you suffering. Your passport that you carry and the country that you belong, it may give you suffering and pain. But there's a way. There's a way, even when we are in suffering and trial, there's a way that we can come out from it. And that's what Jabez did. What Jabez did, he cried out to the Lord, his God. And that's what we need to do. There are certain circumstances that we suffer. It is not in our fault. It is not in our hand to control it. It is not in your hand if you are born to a very poor family, that they cannot send you to education, to get a proper education. it is not in your hand to be born in a country who are very poor, or to born in a country that nobody like, and or it is not in your fault to be born in a third world country. It is not in your fault if your the color of your skin the people does not like. It is not your fault if you had been born and you have congenital anomalies, that you have some defect in your body. It's not in your hand. It is not in your hand if your the color of your hair the people does not like, if the color of your eye people does not like. It is not in your hand that you did not receive the proper education. It is not in your hand that your parents did not kept for you money, or your father is dead and you had been raised up as an orphan. It is not in your hand. But in your hand today, one thing is to cry to God, our Lord. God, He hears the cry and the prayer of His people. God not only hears the prayer and the cry, but he discerns and He hears and He can see the sighing of your heart. Even the deepest pain and suffering in your heart, God can see. And today you can change your situation through prayer. You come to the Lord Jesus and cry out to Him, Lord. Christ died for you on the cross for your sin. And if God had given His own Son for us, how much more He can give us all these things. But we need to come to Him and cry out to Him. The situation of Jabez was changed. The Bible says that God granted his request. And God is going to grant you your request. And God is going to grant to me my request as I cry out to Him. Today we will get Jabez's prayer as a model for our prayer. You can repeat it, but you must understand what you are saying. We are going to discuss and elaborate on every part of it as much as we can, as the Holy Spirit give us revelation from His throne. Then when we say it, when we pray it, we pray it with that deep understanding. We cry out to God and we say, and Jabez say, "Oh Lord, You would bless me. That You would bless me." We ask the Lord to bless us. "Oh Lord, You bless me. You bless me, oh Lord." We usually we pray and we say to the Lord, "Lord, bless this and bless that, bless this family, bless this brother." But we forget ourselves. We should not forget ourselves. "Oh Lord, You bless me. You bless me, oh Lord." You may say, "God had blessed me." Yes, you pray. Maybe there is something else more God wants to add to you. Don't let God's blessing be restricted. Be open. You should have the attitude to be open to God's blessing. Be open that God will come and bless you. Be open that in the morning you wake up, there's a blessing for you. We are open to trial. We are open to suffering. We are open to God to send us to mission. We are open to God, that God will use us to be the instrument of His righteousness to bring the gospel. We are open to God that we are not only granted the grace to us to believe, but to suffer for Him. We are open to God to carry the cross and be a committed people. We are open to God to tolerate and to have endurance and perseverance. We are all open to God in this area. We need to also to be open to God for a blessing. We need to be open that as we pray, we expect God to bless us. There are different kinds of a blessing: material blessing, financial blessing, spiritual blessing. There are things you don't discern, but God, as you pray, He will send it to you. He know your need. He know what you lack. He know what is suitable. And tell Him, Lord, You bless me. Lord, also it is written, Lord, that You bless even the wicked. How much more me, O Lord? How much more me? I am Your child. I am saving You, Lord. Lord, You bless me. Also, in your mind, when you say to the Lord, "Oh, You would bless me," there are people God had blessed around you. Lord, You have given this brother his desire, this family, You had helped them. Lord, you bless me now. Oh Lord, you will bless me. Now we'll move to the second part of a prayer. Let enlarge my territory. After we said to the Lord, Lord, you bless me. Now we ask him, Lord, enlarge my territory. The territory is the area of influence, the area of authority, and the area that we rule and reign, the things that God has entrusted to us, what we have from material things, what we have from spiritual things, what we have from ministry, what we have from people God had entrusted in our hand to care, our families, our children, the people that God entrusted to us to teach the word of God and to disciple them, the churches that God had entrusted to us, the areas, the cities, the countries that we are that we are expanding and reaching out. All these are territory. The word of God in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, and let us read verse. Let us read verse 3. It says, "You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country." Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 3. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. So there is enlargement of territory. There is enlargement of the territory, not in the city, but also in the country. Also, this is moved to Isaiah chapter 54, and we will read the verse 2 and verse 3. Isaiah 54, verse 2 and 3. Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent's curtains wide, do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendant will dispossess his nation and settle in their desolate cities. So here again, another promise of God is to enlarge the tent. Enlarge our place of living, our authority, our ministry, the number of people that he entrusts to us, the country that we are spread, the city that we are spread. All these, when we pray to the Lord, enlarge my territory, enlarge my business, enlarge my authority, enlarge my ministry, enlarge the church that you entrust to me, Lord. God will hear our prayer as we utter this prayer with faith and with understanding. As we say, enlarge my territory, we have all this understanding that God is going to do. Enlarge my house, enlarge my bedroom, enlarge my bed space, enlarge my refrigerator. These all things that God going to enlarge as he going to bless me. The third point of prayer in the Jabez prayer, the third point that we want to emphasize is, say, let your hand be with me. We ask the Lord, let your hand be with me, Lord. When we say the hand of God, it has a certain meaning. Certain meanings we're going to discuss. The hand of God is the hand of a provision. Suppose somebody wants to give you something. He brings these things with his hand and he hands it over to you with his hand. The hand of God is the hand of provision. Let your hand be with me, Lord, provide for me. Lord, today I need to have to pay a bill. Lord, I need your provision. I have these things I need to pay. Let your hand be with me. Daily we pray. That is a prayer. It's one of the prayers that we can pray daily, but with understanding. As we say, Lord, let your hand be with me. I mean, give me this day our daily bread. Provide for me, Lord. The hand of God also is the hand of a protection. The hand of God will be against our enemies. God will fight the enemies, our enemies. His hand will not allow pestilence to come near us. The hand of God will not allow evildoers to come near our tent. He will protect us. Lord, let your hands be with me. Let your hand of protection protect me from the evildoer and from people who does not fear you. Let your hand be with me. The hand of God is the hand of favor. The hand of God is the hand of God is the hand of favor. God will tell and speak to the authority and the governors and the people who are in position for our behalf. He will speak, you take care of this person. Please, you give him what he wants. It's a favor. We don't deserve it. But because the hand of God, they will give it to us. And that's what he say. Let your hand be with me, Lord. I need your hand of favor. It's written, and the favor of God and men was with them. We have favor from God, and we have favor from the people, because the hand of God is with us. Say amen for that. Say amen for the hand of God in your life. Let your hand be with me. Also, the hand of God is the hand of direction, and the hand of decision is the hand of guidance. If you want to go to somewhere, but you don't know the place, then somebody will come and you will ask him, please, can you let me know how to go to this place? He will tell you, go in this direction, you go straight, and then you go right, and then after you walk a distance, you go left. He is using his hand to direct you. As he is telling you the direction, he is using his hand. The hand of God is the hand of guidance. Is the hand of direction. God will let us know which direction we have to go. We need to go. Let your hand be with me. Lord, give me guidance. Give me direction. Give me the wisdom to take the right decision, to take the right step, to go in the right way. Let your hand be with me. The fourth part of a prayer, say, and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. When we pray, Lord, keep me from harm. What are the things that cause you harm? What are the factors that cause you harm? Natural calamities, earthquakes, tornado, volcanoes, certain time rains, floods, waters, winds. All these can cause you harm. Tsunami, all can cause you harm and cause you pain. So God will protect you from natural things. As we claim, O Lord, keep me from harm. What else can cause you harm? People can cause you harm. Evildoers can cause you harm. They may speak against you. They may speak bad against you. They may speak wrong things. They may tell lies. They may slander you. They may conspire against you. They may bite you. They may harm you. They may steal from you. They may injure you. They may hurt you. Ask the Lord, let your hand be with me to free me from evildoers, from people who may cause me pain. What else can cause you pain and suffering? Sickness. Things. Pestilence. Viruses. Insects. Animals, dogs, wolves, snakes, scorpions, ants, bedbugs, all these can cause you harm and suffering and pain. And God is going to relieve you from that. What can cause you pain more? What is your pain now? Your nationalities, your financial status, your family background, your skin color, your congenital anomaly defect in your body, all may cause you pain and suffering, and God going to release you from it. What else can cause you pain? As you pray this prayer of faith, let your hand be with me and keep me from harm. When you say to the Lord, keep me from harm so that I will not feel pain. I don't like to feel pain. What are the things in your mind that can cause you pain? Demons can cause pain. Satan can cause suffering and trial. Deliver us from the evil one. Witchcraft, fortune tellers, faith healers, those all are instruments of the wicked one, of devil. Those who practice magic arts. Those who do false miracles, all are can cause you pain and suffering. Devil may use people against you. Demonized people, they may cause you harm and pain. And what else can cause you pain when you say to the Lord, keep me from harm? Who can cause you harm more? Can you tell me? Can you tell? Who can cause you harm? Who can cause me harm myself? It's myself or yourself. Certain time, we harm ourselves. We ourselves, by our bad attitude, by our sin, by our wrong decision, our pride, harming ourselves. Sometimes you yourself harming yourself. Your own sin, your own iniquities has separated you from the Lord. Your own sin has bring you suffering. When you go your own way and God stray from the Lord, you will be in pain and suffering. So when you say to the Lord, keep me from harm, in your mind also, that you may have certain things wrong, and God going to give you repentance and change you, and grant you repentance in the area that you are not aware of, the area that you are not discerned. And as He give you repentance, you get delivered from harm and from pain that caused from sin. Hallelujah. This is a simple outline for this prayer. And as you pray daily with understanding, you will see that the blessing of the Lord are there. You will see that your territory are increasing. You see that the hand of God is clearly manifest in your life. And you see that God is delivering you and freeing you from pain and harm. Oh, that, Lord, you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And Lord, grant me my request. Lord, I thank you for this day, for your message to us. We bless you. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Lord, I pray that every one of us will get enriched with this prayer and your word, O God, that we will remember the power of prayer and the power of coming to you and praying at your feet, willing to be changed, willing to be transformed, willing to be yielding our life and surrendering our life unto you fully in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray for hundredfold harvest in the life of your people. Let your word, oh God, bring harvest of righteousness to everyone who is going to hear the message. Protect the message and use it and spread it. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.